According to Sarah Pelk Greka, we can eat chocolate, drink wine, as long as we are, well, balancing. Let's talk about this, staying motivated in these times, and of course, setting up a lifestyle that, well, does perhaps include some weight loss, if applicable. We talk to you, Strong with Sarah, your brand, Sarah Pelk Greka, fellow Michigander. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for you. Happy Friday as we approach a weekend that, well, might involve some wine, chocolate, and maybe a 3-mile run. How's that?
Absolutely. That sounds like balance to me.
Sarah, introduce us to yourself and your brand, Strong with Sarah.
Sure. So, again, my name is Sarah, and I am an online health and weight loss and fitness coach. I help my clients create healthy habits so that they lose weight while still enjoying wine and chocolate and all of their favorite foods. You know, I really believe in moderation and all of the good, yummy, delicious, less than healthy foods sometimes, and then more of the nutritious foods most of the time.
You bet. Of course, let's get right into dispelling the myth that maybe the fad diets really don't work.
Yes. And they don't, because here's the deal is all of us can follow those fad diets for a week or 2 weeks or even a month or two, but they're not sustainable long term. You know, you can't be that restrictive long term. So I believe that my approach of finding that balance is what's going to set you up for the long term success.
So let's get the elephant out of the room. How does one maintain a healthy lifestyle by still eating wine and chocolate? And I understand that might not be bad for us to begin with.
Absolutely. So what I best recommend in order to create that healthy lifestyle is a little bit of planning ahead and looking at your week as a whole and understanding what days and what social events might you have, or when do you want to indulge on your favorite foods like the chocolate and wine? And then really being able to be sure the other times of the week you can get in movement and you can prioritize protein, fresh fruits, vegetables, good whole foods at the rest of those meals.
So being honest with ourselves and our goals, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Let's expand a little bit into I guess I'll start with exercise. What is the minimal that one should be involving in their lifestyle? And of course, I'm just being realistic. Some people just ask for the minimal.
Absolutely. And, you know, it really comes down to who you're asking. And, you know, when you're looking at recommendations by, let's say, the American Heart Association, they recommend 150 minutes per week. So about 30 minutes five times per week. What I found in my own experience as a coach is, let's be realistic about what's going on in your life and what's doable for you. You know, you and I both know that movement's important, not only for weight loss, but just for leading a healthy life and stress maintenance. But what is realistic for you? So what I encourage people is, if 30 minutes five times a week is too much, then aim for 10 to 20 minutes, or, you know, start small with something that's doable, and you can always expand on it down the road.
Yes. What is a healthy weight loss project? In other words, if we're not doing fad diets, if we're listening to Sarah and your guidance, how much weight should we expect to lose in a week, in a month, et cetera?
Great question. And it really comes down to the person, their consistency with their nutrition, but also just their body. And I recommend it's normal anywhere from 0.5 pound to 1.5 pounds-ish a week. But I also want to stress there will be weeks where the scale doesn't drop, and that's totally normal. You know, what is most important is that overall trend, looking at your weight week over week, time after time, as opposed to just one single data point.
Sarah Pelk Greka on the line on behalf of Strong with Sarah, an online health coach, personal trainer. Well, talking about eating wine, well, that too, eating chocolate, drinking wine, and still staying fit in a healthy manner. How, obviously, you're right on the cusp of where we need to be right now with this online opportunities. How does an online health coach and personal trainer work, Sarah?
Really great question. And I actually have developed an app that I use with my coaching clients. So Most of my clients are based here in the U.S. and Canada, but I do have some overseas, and I'm able to send them on their cell phones and computers daily reminders. You know, did you drink water today? Did you get in movement? Did you enjoy chocolate or wine this week? Did you eat your vegetables? There's accountability. I have a text messenger built into my app so that clients can reach out to me when they're struggling or when they've had a nutritional win. And then, you know, with Zoom and Skype and phone, we're able to have coaching calls as well. So we're constantly staying in touch and helping them reach their goals.
I like this. We can, it's tough to out exercise our forks. Back to that, it's got to be all balanced, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what else would you like to share, Sarah?
I think the biggest thing I'd like to share is that if you're feeling overwhelmed as to where to begin, start small. And what I mean by that is choose one area of your life nutrition-wise where you'd like to make an improvement, whether that be, you know, you want to eat an extra serving of fruits and vegetables a day or drink another 12 ounces of water, and then practice that habit daily until it pretty much becomes part of your routine, and then add in another one. You know, another reason so many fad diets fail is they have you making 5,000 changes at once, and 2 weeks into that, you feel burnt out and overwhelmed because it's just not sustainable. So be honest with yourself, start small, and then you can always add in more changes down the road.
All right. Well, start yesterday, day at a time in these times. Sarah Pelk, Greka, how do we find out more information about your work and this information?
Great question. You can either check out my website at strongwithsarah.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Strong with Sarah, or Instagram, strong.with.sarah.